following is a presentation of TheInformerRadio.com. Hi, I'm your host of The Informer, J.L. Thompson, here with my co-host, Ms. Darlene Witherspoon, who will be bringing us our new segment of Safety Talk, tips and ideas to keep you safe in today's traffic world. Also, Ms. Mary Kay Harris is on board to present the do's and don'ts of international travel. We've got a good show for you today, filled with motivational and business development topics.
I have good news for you. If you've been sitting there wondering just where to begin your business, or if you've been struggling with an idea for a business, or an idea for a product, or an idea for a service, or any sort of idea on how to attract more money into your life, and it seems like you just can't quite see it, I've got good news. And it's the whole idea of selling information. Now, this is really huge, especially on the internet, which is a place that I've been specializing in selling information products for the last 20-some years. And it's very simple to do. What you're going to do is look at your own passions, your hobbies, your experience, your education, to find out what you've been doing that other people would be interested in knowing how to do themselves. And in this case, once you put it down in writing, you can sell that information to them. So hear me out, because this is really fascinating and really juicy, and it's a great money-making opportunity for anybody, including you. There was a woman who came to visit me one time when I was living in Austin, Texas, and she had heard about the internet, she had heard about me, and she really couldn't believe that you could make money online. And we had lunch, and I was answering all of her questions, and she was very skeptical. And she kept saying things like she didn't see where she could make any money online, that she was only in her 20s, she had no real experience, no real education, no real unique background. So how could she make any sort of information product, any sort of digital product to sell on the internet? So I listened to her and I asked a few questions. I said, what do you like to do? Well, she likes to do biking. What are you interested in? Well, I'm interested in raw foods. And what is your passion? What are your experiences? What have you done for hobbies? And she said, well, I taught myself to play the guitar. Now, I listened to all of this, and she probably could have done an ebook on raw foods, maybe a raw foods cookbook. She might have done something on biking, maybe the secret biking trails of Texas or the Austin area. But when I heard that she taught herself how to play the guitar, my ears perked up, and I thought, now that sounds interesting. And I looked at her, and I said, how did you teach yourself to play the guitar? She said, I taught myself to play it in one weekend. And I thought, wait a minute, you taught yourself how to play the guitar in one weekend? She said, yes, it's just my own method, and I taught myself to play it because I wanted to play a few songs, and now I can play the guitar, and I started in one weekend. And I said, have you ever taught this to anybody else? And she said, no, there's lots of guitar instruction books out there. And I said, that doesn't matter. People always want to learn new things. If there's an audience for a particular service or product or hobby, there's a built-in demand for more information in that particular category. Well, I love guitars. I collect guitars. I'm always learning how to play the guitar. I'm always wanting to learn faster ways to play the guitar. I'm not much different from the audience who would be interested in how to learn how to play the guitar in one weekend. So I urged her to write down her method. She was a little resistant, but she was trusting me. She looked at my life, my lifestyle, and my name on the internet. She thought, well, I guess this Joe Vitale knows how to make money online. I'll listen to him. So she wrote up a little ebook, which she called Stripped Down Guitar. And in that little ebook, she explained how she taught herself how to play the guitar in one weekend, and she walked people through how to play the guitar themselves. And I read it, and I loved it. I thought it was very simple. It was very conversational. The book was not very long, and that's the wonder of e-books or digital products or information products. They don't have to be very detailed. Get to the point, teach people what you promised to teach them, and stop. I told her to add a few photographs to the book because it would help people visualize what she was trying to explain. And then I told her to take her Word document and turn it into a PDF. And a PDF document is the most recognizable form, whether somebody's reading a document on a computer that's a Mac computer or a PC computer. Almost every computer can read a PDF document. So she took her Microsoft Word book, turned it into a PDF document, and then showed it to me. And I said, this is an information product. I then told her how to put up a website. And she put up the website by going to GoDaddy.com and buying the domain for StrippedDownGuitar.com and then paying to have a website put up to sell her particular ebook. I then told her to go to ClickBank. ClickBank.com is a place where people can buy your particular product, and ClickBank will process the credit cards and send you a check every couple weeks. So I explained all this to her, and then I told her, let's tell the world about your ebook. So she began to market and promote it. And I told my list about it, so she immediately started to get some sales. She knew to go online and Google groups, and she was able to type in guitar instruction or guitar classes or guitar groups, and Google would bring back to her all the different places where people are interested in guitars and guitar instruction and guitar playing. She would then go to those different groups and just mention she came out with this book. I don't remember what she charged for the ebook. It might have been around $19.95 or $25.95, but she began to make thousands of dollars a day. And the punchline comes along because somebody who bought that book from her went to her and said, I love your book so much, I want to buy the rights to distribute it myself. And she sold the rights to her ebook for $10,000. Now, this is pretty remarkable when you consider that when the young lady first came to me, she had no idea what to write about. She had no clue how to make a PDF or an ebook. She had no idea what ClickBank was or GoDaddy. She had no idea that she personally could attract money from something she was doing as a pastime or a passion for herself. She was truthfully broke when she first came to me. She admitted to me that she was actually borrowing money from her parents in order to pay her bills. Then she went from zero to making thousands of dollars a day to making a $10,000 payday. Now, I don't know how much $10,000 means to you, but it means a lot to me, and it meant a lot to her. That was like winning the lottery. And that's what happens when you start creating information products. You actually create products that sell while you sleep. The first time I had this happen was a couple decades ago. I created an information product called Hypnotic Writing. It's now out there as a published book, and I still think you can get it as an ebook. But the first time we released it as an ebook, I think we charged $29.95 for it. You can charge whatever you want for an ebook because it's information and people are paying to get the solution. They don't care how big it is or how fancy it is. They just want the problem solved. So in this case, they wanted to learn how to write hypnotically, which is something I created and coined and specialized in. So I announced Hypnotic Writing, sold it for $29.95, and overnight, I sold 600 copies of it. Now, you have to understand, an ebook is not a printed book. It's something you read on your computer. It's a digital file, sometimes a text file, usually a PDF file, which means to you and me that there's nothing to print. There's nothing to warehouse. There's nothing to ship. This is, in many ways, an invisible product, but it's very real to the person buying it. And there's something else that's wonderful that happens here. There's instantaneous gratification. You instantly get the customer's money, and the customer instantly gets the product. It all happens in real time. So when I came out with Hypnotic Writing, I saw that this was a powerful, wonderful way to attract money in my life, I then came out with many other ebooks, including Hypnotic Selling Stories, The Hypnotic Swipe File, and a whole long series of hypnotic this and that books to go with my brand that was me at that point in history.
There are a few things you just can't learn from a textbook that you have to live through, to see, to be fully entrenched in, because here is a simple truth. This world is a tough place. Getting what you want, making the most of the time you have, requires that you put yourself in the position to succeed. It means you see a finish line before one exists. Look, no one's ever gonna call you and tell you how incredible your idea is. You can't build a business on potential or win a championship on promise. Results are binary. You either accomplished something or you simply did not. Right? That's it. That's what people see, the result. So that means every second, every step of the way from where you are right now until you cross the finish line depends on you and your thoughts. How you internalize failure, how you look at setbacks, when no one is around to pat you on the back or tell you how great you are, will you have enough self-belief to move forward? Because my friends, that's the hardest part. That's what no one talks about. Having the courage to wake up every single day of your life and know that you are building towards something incredible. You are creating a masterpiece from the ground up. And that means that when you're looking in the mirror, you believe in what's staring back at you. You see the unseen and you are willing to bring it to life. That is the foundation that you build greatness on. And it's a daily pursuit, creating milestones, designing the small wins that keep you going, that keep you moving, that get you past all those times you so desperately want to turn around, but know that for you, it simply isn't an option. That is not your reality. You have more waiting for you. And so you press on, cloaked in confidence. You move into the unknown, seeking the day the rest of the world looks up and calls you lucky. They'll look at what you've built and say how fortunate you are, but they won't comprehend the 20-hour days, the focus, the ridicule for being different or obsessive or nonconformist. They won't know that self-belief trumped all of that, that it was everything. The word great is separate for a reason. It implies a specific set of beliefs and values. It means you saw light when most people saw darkness. It means you said yes when most people said no. You moved forward when the rest of the world turned around. Believe in your greatness. See it. Live it. It is there, and you need to know that it's there. Because it will make all the difference. Your self-belief will define you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Informer at InformerRadio.com.
Hello there, and welcome to the Informer Internet Radio Program. My name is Darlene Witherspoon, and I'm your host. I'd like to welcome you to our show and to our section entitled Success Tips with Darlene. We will be talking about list building and the things that you need to do that. Number one is a quality giveaway. For one, the above is a bribe. It's free and it's enticing. It's also considered valuable in exchange for information from the prospect, such as an email address or a cell phone number. According to Kissmetrics blog, the offer should match the medium. In other words, if you're asking for an email address, it should be because you need it in order to deliver your offer. The important thing is to give him something he'll use, not something he should use, something he will use. That's the only kind of thing he'll find valuable. He must perceive that this offer is of value. The plan is this. Number one, to drive traffic to an opt-in page. Number two, the prospect enters their email address. Number three, to redirect them to the promise or thank you page. Number four is you build a list. So with that, tune into our featured section, Success Tips with Darlene, sponsored by the Informer Internet Radio Program.
We've been listening to Words to Aid Business Development from my co-host, Ms. Darlene Witherspoon. And now, in our effort to keep our listeners informed on emergency situations that can affect their daily lives, Darlene presents Safety Talk, a series of safety topics that can be helpful in these historic times.
How to protect your home from intruders. Safety at your front door. Number one. Never automatically open your front door. Make sure you know your caller's identity before admitting him. Number two, if the person at your door is a stranger, ask for identification to be passed under the door. If he is unable to do this, do not admit him. Number three, it is advisable to have a wide-angle viewer, a peephole, in the door so that you can check a person's identity without unlocking your door. Home safety. All doors in your home leading to the outside should have deadbolt locks. When away at night, leave a light burning. Do not leave a key over a door or under a mat. The single lock on a garage door is inadequate to keep intruders from prying up the opposite side and crawling in. Use a padlock, but never leave it unlocked. This is an invitation to have the padlock removed so that a key can be made and the lock returned to its position. Later, the burglar returns when no one is home and enters at his leisure.
You know, internet radio ads offer a fast track to success with your web business. And advertising on the Informer Business Topic Radio Show could be the engine to get started. The internet radio audience is growing thanks to shifts in consumer listening behavior to streaming stations and easy access with many devices. Internet radio users are embracing internet radio on a growing number of devices, from PCs, smartphones, tablets, automobiles, and even Wi-Fi connected home appliances. You can join this traffic magnet at the website. We'll create an ad for you and place it in our business topic show, The Informer. Thank you for joining The Informer today. And join us weekly right here on TheInformer.com. New shows every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and all shows are archived at the website for 24-hour listening.
Making a habit of personal development. It can be a rather amusing task to sit back and analyze some of the daily rituals we perform, often without giving any conscious thought. I believe this is a good thing because we would accomplish very little if we had to stop and think about every task we perform. Just today, I was making the short drive from my home to the library where I do most of my writing when I noticed I had been completely engrossed in thoughts about the book I'm working on. I had to look in the back seat to check if I even brought my laptop and writing materials. I then became aware of all the other things that had to take place just to make this short trip. Among other things, I had to put on my shoes, put on my jacket, walk from the house to the car, unlock the car with the keyless entry, place my bag in the back seat, sit in the driver's seat, fasten the seatbelt, start the car, and so on. The entire time this was happening, my thoughts were directed towards my task for the day. This got me thinking about some of the other habit patterns in our life that we consciously decide to do without really asking ourselves if the task is really the most important thing on our list. For example, many people choose to watch a number of hours of television each day. I personally know people who spend an unusual amount of time cleaning their home or randomly browsing the internet. The point I'm trying to make is that most of us can probably uncover at least 1 hour of time each day that we give to meaningless tasks. The interesting thing is, if you ask most people if they are happy with all the results in their life, the truthful answer is often no. My goal is to encourage people to dedicate some time every single day to personal reflection and self-development. If you are unhappy with a certain situation, you have the ability to change your thinking and ultimately your behavior so that you can improve that particular circumstance. Instead of watching a daytime drama or indulging in excessive dusting and mopping, you might want to consider picking up a book or audio program that forces you to examine your results. From my personal experience, this simple action produces an internal reaction. Because you are examining your own personal results, you quickly realize that you are the only one who can change them. Unfortunately, in our society today, people are fixated on producing immediate results and having tangible evidence in their hands the minute they ask for something. With personal development, the true benefits can only be realized when we incorporate the ideas into a habit. Think about it this way. If you were to make a firm commitment to read or listen to personal development educational programs for even 30 minutes a day for the next 2 weeks, what kind of positive impact could this have on your life? What if you did it for 2 months? Similar to unconscious activities such as getting dressed or brushing your teeth, you would start to create a new habit and become the kind of person who automatically takes action on ideas that move you in the direction of improved results. From personal experience, I can attest to the fact that this kind of self-study works. It really is a never-ending process because it is part of our nature to grow, expand, and develop, and ultimately, it provides an excellent opportunity to make positive life changes. As you become more involved in personal development, you will start to notice areas of your life that are working well and other areas that require improvement. This kind of education will help you harness ideas that will improve your results while at the same time overcome all of the inhibitors standing in the way of you achieving your aim. A common question I hear is, where do I start? There are so many good authors, philosophies, and ideas on this topic that you can never really say which style will work. The best advice I have ever received from this perspective is to study and learn from those who are producing the results that you would like in your life. It's a pretty basic lesson, but a very important one. Seek out the people who have already achieved what you would like to achieve and learn from them. Success often leaves clues, and it is up to you to find those clues and act on them. With a daily commitment to personal improvement, you will quickly become a master detective who will transform each clue into a tangible action that will lead you to a more fulfilled life.
You know, if you're looking for ways to spread the word about your business across the world wide web, then you must join the Banner Boy. The Banner Boy at theworldmarketingassociation.biz. That's worldmarketingassociation.biz. The World Marketing Association will construct a banner, access it towards your business, and link it to your website. So visit and join the Banner Boy. As a bonus, you'll also receive a mention of your business and website on the radio show, the show you're listening to now, The Informer. So join the Banner Boy. We're thankful and glad you did. Thanks again for joining The Informer today. And please visit the Banner Boy, where you'll find businesses and opportunities to satisfy all of your business needs. Businesses such as Skin by Nature, all natural ingredients for natural skin care. And Gatto XL, introducing James, the coffee guy. You'll also find the Network University at the Banner Boy, promoting your businesses around the web. You can also get your VIP access. Click the banner, make wealth real. Banner number 4, at the board. The Tree of Knowledge is also represented. Discount ebooks, banner number 5. Number 6 at the Banner Boy, J-Mac, increases your daily income. Visit J-Mac. Click on his banner. Leads to move your business with Don at the Banner Boy, banner number 7. Also, Shirley introduces Fire Fan. Get in the game. Click banner number 8. Banner number 9. Darlene Witherspoon introduces Travels Unlimited for all your travel needs. Go to banner number 12 for your domain name website. At banner number 14, Regina, coach, teacher, and speaker. Visit Regina in her banner. You can also increase your wealth with Upload. Banner number 16 at the Banner Boy. Richard offers a marketing lesson. at banner number 21. We also like to welcome Matt on the banner board at SportTalkWithMatt.com. He's at banner number 20 for all your sporting information. You know, Cal 8, your source for $2,800 bumper is at the banner board number 22. Dan is also at the banner board. Dana and the 4% group take the 7 steps to results. Banner number 23. Click on Dana's banner. Tony Coco, success coach and mentor. Banner number 24. Visit Tony. Abby introduces SF5 at the banner board number 34. And Athena offers investment opportunities at number 37. Visit Athena's banner. John Madera offers mobile and marketing apps. Banner number 38. Visit John. Mike Ferris, what is a free market all about? Banner number 39. And you can get your own city with City Pen and Saber. Banner number 40. Join the banner board. As always on The Informer, we try to provide our listeners with helpful information for their business and other life's ventures. That is why we're so glad to have with us every week Ms. Mary K. Harris. Mary is the owner of System 2000 Travel Network and is also an affiliate of Expedia Cruise Ship Center. She's been in the business for more than 30 years, and she's going to be on board weekly to give us helpful commentary and easy tips for international travel. So stay with us. Mary will be right up.
Hello, this is Mary Harris, your international travel specialist. I'm talking with you today about packing for that international trip. Be sure to carry your passport, medication, medical emergencies, data, and contact information, especially your travel professional's contact information and other critical information with you at all times. Never pack your most important documents and medication in your suitcase. When packing your suitcase, opt for two smaller suitcases over one large suitcase. Many airports, especially in Southern Europe, are not equipped to handle the huge influx of luggage and may be in a constant state of catch-up. Your luggage may not arrive with your flight, but be on a later flight instead. This happens so often that in some connecting airports, you can almost count on it. The overall weight of a flight is important when a flight is overweight. The first things to be offloaded are the heaviest bags. That 70-pound mega bag is sure to be offloaded, while the two small bags will make it to their destination. Also, be sure to pack your itinerary travel professional's contact information and your contact information while traveling in each piece of luggage. This will help the airlines catch up with you and coordinate the delivery of your luggage. Thank you.
This is J.L. Thompson, host of The Informer. If you're looking for a prominent business opportunity, then you must consider Nuriam International. Nuriam International, products to make you look better, feel better, and a business opportunity to live better. Experience the transformative powers of Nuriam's proven age-fighting products and their breakthrough intranural business opportunity. For more information, contact Mary Harris at 310-739-7200. filing. I think you'll be glad you did.
Hello, this is Mary Harris, the International Travel Diva. I am talking with you today about flying international on very long flights. People are often horrified when I tell them that I regularly fly 15 to 19 hours straight, and they always ask how I do it without going stir crazy. Here are a few tried and true tips for surviving the world's longest flights. You must get comfortable. The single most important bit of advice I can give travelers who will be on a plane for 10 or more hours at a time is that you need to be comfortable. Choose your seat wisely. Wear comfortable clothing. Temperature control. The airline will provide you with a blanket, but you may also want to bring a lightweight sweater in case the cabin is cold. Block out the world. My carry-on bag always contains earplugs, noise canceling headphones, and an eye mask when I want to sleep. I can effectively block out the chatter and lights around me. I find this approach almost always works, but it also doesn't hurt to ask your doctor about the various sleep aids on the market. Stay healthy. After I've boarded and gotten comfortable, my next aim is to remain healthy throughout the flight.
We've been speaking with Miss Mary Harris, the Travel Diva. The Diva will be joining us weekly right here on the program. So please, you can join us too for international travel tips from the diva herself, Miss Mary Harris. Mary, it's been more than a pleasure having you. And please, we'll be looking forward to your tips for next week. Thanks again. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you found it informative. Join The Informer at 8 p.m. Pacific Time and visit the website www.informerradio.com. That's informerradio.com, where you can relax and be informed.